1660. Today is the 18th of January 2023, and I'm your host, Teresa. Thanks for joining us. Let's get to it with today's topic, Testsudip.
This fake podcast has some fake sponsors. So please listen to the following advertisement, which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by...
We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha.
When you click on the Test My Microphone button, your browser will request permission to launch a microphone on this website. If you did not click Test Speakers and Mics when joining the Zoom meeting, you can still access the audio settings and test the sound of the audio when you are in a meeting. Check Automatically Adjust Microphone Settings if you would like to have Zoom adjust your input volume automatically. You can use the Audit Audio Playback Check dialog to ensure that audio is audible and that appropriate volumes are set. If you choose, I cannot hear test audio, ensure that the audio settings are enabled, rather than muted, and that the volume is set at a level that is easy to hear. Curiously, whenever I enabled spatial audio, I noticed that audio volume increased significantly with equal volume settings. I suggest going back to the spatial audio switcher and turning it off and back on again, so that you can note the difference when you are playing the video. This is the reason spatial audio sounds so much like normal stereo sound, until you come across a scene where very distinct channels are activated. Spatial audio obviously has less effect on a smaller soundstage of a pair of headphones or earbuds than it does on an actual room-based surround sound system. Qualcomm's dynamic spatial audio is promising in this area as well, but we will need to wait on compatible headphones. Support for spatial audio is designed to replicate a similar surround sound experience in headphones as the experience that comes with having a few speakers placed strategically around you. For wireless headphones, head into Settings, Connected Devices, then tap on the Settings cog near the headphones, and toggle the spatial audio switch. With headphones connected to, or connected to, the Pixel, you will want to ensure that spatial audio is enabled on Pixel. Note that if you have both a HDMI display and 3.5mm speaker plugged in, you can play sound from either. The external microphone, headphone jack is easy to test, but you can also check the built-in speakers and microphones by placing your Chromebook, laptop into a box and setting up so the built-in speaker's audio is reflecting off a surface and being directed at the built-in microphone. USB audio dongles can also be tested. An audio out presented on an HDMI port can similarly be tested using the proper dongle, looping back through the input mic port. The scenarios will vary across laptop, Chromebook devices, since the audio input-output setups may vary greatly between platforms. Note that although the source of the audio can be changed here, the destination for outputs can be selected only from your OS's audio settings. Note that many browsers and media players will output a stereo downmix of those streams, even though they do not support multi-channel output. Although this might sound overly basic, this site will test your microphone no matter what its type is, and no matter what device or operating system you are using. This website provides an easy-to-perform mic online test which allows you to verify whether your mic is working correctly. To impress you further, this microphone test will show a variety of useful information about your mic. After this, you will be given the test call summary, and can head into the settings of your device to make changes. If you would like to check out your speakers too, hit play on the bottom, and you should hear yourself speaking. If you wish, you can allow your delegates to make and accept calls in your name, and allow them to edit your calling and delegate settings. Change your default microphone, speaker, or camera to select which microphone, speaker, and camera you would like to have team use for calls and meetings, choose Settings and More near your profile photo on the top of Team, then select Settings, Devices. If you have multiple certified devices connected to your computer, you can set one of them to be the secondary ringer, meaning that it will be the one that rings when calls are coming in. If the driver software is broken or obsolete, the hardware devices connected to your PC cannot function correctly. Distortion may happen due to the audio processing on your device, as well as speaker quality. While the artifacts are not an issue under normal usage, pumping at higher volumes can get serious, and distortion is also evident. Using audio zoom results in slight rejection in the background, but it also results in a loss of low-end and
mid-range Our testers also noted too much compression and distortion in general, with results from the audio zoom function being generally disappointing. Many listeners cannot tell the difference between an uncompressed audio file and an MP3, but file size is not everything when it comes to sound quality. This would fall back on just stereo tracks, and you could tell, as you do not get any skipped bits as you turn spatial sound on/off. Using statistics for nerds helps, since nobody wants to waste time going back through settings to turn spatial audio on/off. You can still do speakers and sound tests while running additional diagnostics on Support Assist online. The SC Amp integrates perfectly with Listen Soundcheck audio testing and measurement software, and it would also play nicely with other brands' testing systems. We ran the Xiaomi 12's Ultra through our DXOMARK audio suite in order to gauge its performance, both when recording audio using the built-in microphone, as well as when playing back sound via the speakers. Whether it is the classic hi-fi test track, or the song that is familiar to you within the first few milliseconds, like your very own heartbeat, everybody gets a say on what tracks will make or break your experience with any piece of audio gear.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Teresa and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.